It's no big deal for me to be judged by you because I don't even judge myself. I just go with it. Right? When the time comes, the Lord's going to judge it. He's going to bring to light every hidden thing of darkness because I can't look on, let's say I got a brother and I disagree with him. I can't look on his heart. I don't know what's going on. I see, you know, maybe I have trouble with what he's saying. And maybe it comes to a point where I can't abide being near that. Well, maybe that's the Lord's way of sending me on my way to do work. You know, but I'm not going to slander the brother. I'd rather slander myself. Because to me, it's a small thing. If everyone, let's say something comes up in church and I disagree with what's being said by certain. My solution is if it cannot be reconciled, I have to leave. I'm not, I talk quietly behind the scenes. I have to leave. Because it's me. Now, what if I were to come in and try to convince some people that, you know what I mean, and cause divisions? That's divisions. But if I depart in peace to do a different work, that's not division. So I don't judge them, and I don't judge myself either. Meaning, whether I'm righteous or, you know, I just like, or whether I got the gold standard and they got the wood or something nonsense like that, you know, or whether I got wood, they got gold, you know, but I just, he's got to make manifest the counsels of hearts. I don't know what's going on, why things happen the way they do. God may be just leading things differently. And I don't trouble myself with it and judge. You know, and I think that's the word, because, you know, this whole thing is how divisions arise. And they were calling each other disciples of, well, the disciples of Bill and the disciples of John and disagree about whether, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. And it became a great source of disunion. Now, again, if they are corrupting the temple of God with actual false doctrine, then, you know, that's a totally different matter. When it comes to the gospel, it's the gospel preached must be the gospel, not some other gospel. So, he's saying, I've transferred in a figure to myself and Apollo for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men. He said, I've been talking about us for your sake. They may not have been saying, I have Paul, I have Apollos. They might have been saying, I have Bill and I have Fred, you know. Or I have, I can't think of any Greek names. I am of Zeus and you are of Hermes, you know. Quote unquote, meaning, you know, we don't, again, his whole point is that by looking at them as an example, I mean, Paul did one work, Apollo did another, and they were not together in the work necessarily, you know, but they were together in that God was working through both of them to bring them to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. You know, think of more, you know, again, we do not want to think of men above that which is written. Notice that of men is added. Not to use your mind beyond that which is above is in the sense of, I like to say beyond, because that's the, it's hooper, and it means like kind of, it doesn't mean above, but it denotes, you know, something going beyond or an excessive, you know, above, beyond. It is written how we ought to think of men. And that's very lowly. You know, cease ye from man whose flesh is in his arm, whose strength is in his arm, for wherein is he to be accounted of, saith the prophet. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. He will be like a heath in the desert and will not see when good comes. shall abide in the parched and dry places. But blessed is the man that trusts in man. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. For he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of waters and will not see the evil. It doesn't mean, that they will be watered. I mean the good in the sense of we'll have good things from God. Godliness, righteousness. And even persecution, that's a good thing from God. Because being persecuted makes me like Christ. So again. So we don't want to be puffed up at one against the other. Well, I'm better than brother so-and-so because I know this, blah, blah, blah. I know so much more beyond the foundation than he does. My foundation, my adding to the foundation is gold. His is wood. Sometimes God is just, you look in the Old Testament when there was time to build a temple, he put in the hearts of the workmen what they ought to do. So he puts in my heart what I need to do. He puts in my brethren's heart what they need to do. And sometimes they can't be done at the same time at the same place. 7. Who makes you to differ from another? What makes me different from you or from anyone? And this scripture can be taken as a general principle in life and in all men. There's wisdom here. What hast thou that thou didst not receive? If thou didst receive it, why do you glory as if you hast not received it? I mean, everything we have is from God. Why do we act like we did it ourselves? You know what I mean? Like, let's say, I'm so accustomed to thinking this, I don't have examples, so I'll just make one up that isn't true of me. Say, I got a beautiful sports car, and boy, I'm proud of that sports car. Look at that baby. That's my baby. And men are like this. They look at their careers, their lives, and all their hands have made. Like their business. My business that I built. Oh! And they exalt themselves in the works of their hands. Not considering that their hands, God gave them. Their mind, God gave. They could have been feeble-minded. They could have been born with Down syndrome. They could have been born with all manner of insanity or some sort of mental illness or just, how about dullardness? They were just dull, not able to think. Or maybe they could have been born without power. You know what I mean? I know what I mean because that's how I was born. Lots of gifts.